Hello, listeners. This is Emily Bendish of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The NDSA is continuing to work on issues related to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. The following are some updates on various coronavirus-related topics. North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Dan Rorvig, a Mackville cow-calf producer, issued the following statement Tuesday after President Donald Trump and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue released details of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, which includes some immediate relief for agriculture, including direct support to agricultural producers. COVID-19 has delivered a gut punch to farm and ranch families across North Dakota and the nation, sending markets in a nosedive and creating unprecedented challenges and uncertainty. Leading economists estimate a $14 billion and growing economic impact to the cattle industry alone. North Dakota ranchers appreciate the support of Congress and the administration through the CFAP, which is a first step in delivering much-needed relief to the folks who put food on the world's tables. North Dakota's congressional delegation, who were tireless advocates for producers, deserve a special tip of the hat for their work on this important package. There is obviously still much work to do to address the needs of North Dakota's cow-calf producers, stockers, and feeders, and we stand ready to work with decision-makers to provide additional resources to those who may not be sufficiently addressed under the current program. Here are the preliminary details of the CFAP program. Eligible livestock. CFAP assistance is available to livestock producers who have an ownership interest in eligible livestock that have suffered a 5% or greater price decline as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and face additional significant costs in marketing their inventories due to unexpected surplus in disrupted markets. Livestock eligible for CFAP, includes cattle, hogs, and sheep. Specifically, eligible livestock are hogs that are greater than 120 pounds or pigs that are under 120 pounds, feeder cattle that are less than 600 pounds, feeder cattle that are greater than 600 pounds, slaughter cattle or fed cattle, slaughter cattle or mature cattle, and then all other cattle, not including livestock, used or intended for dairy production. Additionally, sheep, lambs, and yearlings less than 2 years of age are included. CFAP payments for livestock. A single payment for livestock will be calculated using the sum of the producer's number of livestock sold between January 15, 2020 and April 15, 2020, multiplied by the payment rates per head and the highest inventory number of livestock between April 16, 2020 and May 14, 2020, multiplied by the payment rate per head. Producers must provide the following information for CFAP. Total sales of eligible livestock by species and class between January 15, 2020 to April 15, 2020 of owned inventory as of January 15, 2020, including any offspring from that inventory, and the highest inventory of eligible livestock by species and class between April 16th and May 14th. The Farm Service Agency staff at local USDA service centers will work with producers to file applications. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will begin accepting applications on May 26th and sign-up ends on August 28th, 2020. To participate, a person or legal entity's adjusted gross income cannot exceed $900,000, using the average for the 2016, 2017, and 2018 tax years. However, the AGI limit does not apply if 75% or more of an eligible person's or legal entity's AGI comes from farming, ranching, or forestry-related activities. The USDA has indicated that, to ensure the availability of funding through the application period, producers will receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of the application. The remaining portion of the payment, not to exceed the payment limit, will be paid at a later date as funds remain available. There is a payment limitation of $250,000 per person or entity for all commodities combined. Applicants who are corporations, limited liability companies, or limited partnerships may qualify for up to three payment limits if at least three members of the entity each provide at least 400 hours of active personal labor or active personal management for the farming operation. The USDA has indicated that it analyzed available information on futures and cash prices for commodities. Prices in mid-January were compared to prices in mid-April to determine the impact of COVID-19. For livestock sales occurring prior to April 15th, producers are eligible for 80% of the calculated change in price multiplied by sales. Rates for adjusted costs and assistance with surplus for the expected second and third quarters of 2020 were calculated by multiplying 25% of the change in price for the marketable animals and then were divided by total inventory to develop a per head rate. The USDA indicated that payments are based on cattle sold between January 15th and April 15th of 2020, multiplied by the payment rates by cattle type plus a producer's cattle inventory subject to price risk on a date of his or her choosing between April 16th and May 14th of 2020, multiplied by the payment rate. To keep up with all the COVID-19 updates, supply us with your email at ndsa@ndstockman.org. Lastly, don't forget that North Dakota requires brands to be renewed every 5 years, which means brands will expire January 1st of 2021. Watch your mail for the official renewal notices in August. For over 90 years, the Stockman's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit ndstockman.org. This is Emily Bendish signing off for this week's Stock Talk. I hope you all have a great rest of your week.